This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shataj Anand and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which move the markets on Tuesday, that is 4th of February. Well, Indian markets recouped most of the budget day losses when benchmark indices rallied by more than 2% on Saturday and is now back at pre-budget levels. Now, in fact, the Nifty 50 closed at 11,979, which is higher than the pre-budget level of 11,962 recorded on 31st of January. Now, Sensex rallied by over 900 points, while Nifty 50 rose nearly 300 points on Tuesday, supported by short coverings as crude oil prices hit a 13-month low, liquidity measures from China to counter a slowdown in the economy, stable December quarter results, and relatively better January month auto sales. Now, let's look at the final tally on D Street as well. Sensex rose 917 points to 40,789, while Nifty 50 closed with gains of 271 points at 11,979. Now, the total market capitalization on BSE listed firms added 2.79 lakh crores in just single trading session. In fact, the average market capitalization of BSE listed companies rose from 153.75 lakh crores recorded on January 3rd to 156.54 lakh crores recorded on January 4th. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in consumer durables, metal, oil and gas, energy and realty stocks. The broader market underperformed as the mid-cap index rose 1.37%, while the small-cap index rallied 1.29%. Now, top Nifty gainers include Bharti Infratel, Bajaj Finserv, IOC and Titan Company. Top Nifty losers were Yes Bank, Bajaj Auto and Z Entertainment. Let's look at the stocks and sectors which were in focus. Now, sectorally, BSE Consumer Durable Index rose 3.5%, followed by the Metal Index that gained 3.2%, and the Oil and Gas Index was up 3.07%. Now, volume spike of 100 to 400% was seen in stocks like Z Entertainment, Punjab National Bank, Aurobindo Pharma, Shriram Transport, and Manappuram Finance. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Balkrishna Industries, Just Dial, Chola Finance, and MRF, while short buildup was seen in Manappuram Finance, Biocon, SRF, and Exide Industries. Now, nearly 100 stocks hit 52-week high on the BSE that include names like MRF, Honeywell Auto, Shriram Cement, Bajaj Finance, Dr. Reddy's, InfoEdge, HUL, PVR, and Asian Paints. Now, let's look at some of the stocks which were in focus based on the news flow. Well, Titan Company was, in fact, one of the stock in focus. In fact, it spiked over 7% after it reported a 12.9% year-on-year growth in December quarter profit, driven by better-than-expected operating numbers and lower tax cost. Now, Bajaj Electricals almost, in fact, it rose 9% despite company reporting a weak set of numbers for the quarter in December 2019. Piramal Enterprise share price gained over 5% after the company posted a robust set of numbers for the December quarter. Shares of GSK Pharma tanked 12% after hitting, in fact, it hit a three-month low after the pharma major reported a consolidated net loss of 661 crores for the December quarter. And Shriram Transport Finance share price gained over 7% after the company reported better numbers in the December quarter. Now, let's look at how Nifty is placed in terms of technicals. Well, the Nifty 50 made a long white day kind of a candle and is just 21 points away from the crucial level of 12,000. Upside resistance seems to be at a 9-day simple moving average, which is placed at 11,987. As pullback attempts to a corrective swing high from highs of 12,430 and 11,614 perished after testing the said average. Now, rally could extend towards 12,087 to 12,117. That's what most technical experts are suggesting at this point in time. Now, considering the last 2 days of strength, traders can look forward to buy the dips, whereas shorting shall be completely avoided. Now, three others to watch out on Wednesday would be 11,614 on the downside, 12,087 on the upside, and 12,100 levels. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.